On this podcast, we discuss medical diagnoses and procedures. All of the guests express their own opinions. You should always seek medical advice from a trained and credentialed professional when making decisions about your own health. Welcome to the Sleep Apnea Stories podcast. I'm Emma Cooksey, and I've been coping with sleep apnea since childhood. I didn't know anyone in my life with a sleep disorder, so I decided to start this podcast. I'm here to build community and provide a platform for people with sleep apnea to tell their stories. Together, we can shatter stereotypes and raise awareness. We'll be exploring all sorts of treatment options and lifestyle choices to help you live your best life with sleep apnea. This is Sleep Apnea Stories, and I'm so glad you're here. Hi there, it's Emma Cooksey here, and I'm your host. So last week on the podcast, I said I was thinking about taking a break from the podcast in December. But I threw my back out, so I feel like I need to take that sign from my body that I need a break. So I started to feel a little bit of burnout and just feeling kind of overwhelmed with how much I have going on. So I think it's the right time just to take a little break from the podcast. I have plenty of other things going on, including a trip to Washington, D.C. this Saturday. I'm going to the Sleep Advocacy Forum. So some of you might remember last year I went and talked to legislators about trying to increase funding for sleep disorders and sleep disorders awareness. So we're going to be doing a similar thing again this year. And so, yeah, I'm hoping my back makes it through that trip. I just went to a chiropractor and I think it's actually helped quite a lot. So hopefully you will see me on Instagram in Washington, D.C. having a nice time and not on my back with ice packs. So before I go off for my break, I just wanted to share with you guys a little bit about some of the other podcasts in this sleep space that I've been listening to that I really like, that I thought that you guys could cover while I'm off the air. So the first one is Sleep is a Skill with my good friend Molly Eastman. I have an episode on there. She interviewed me for her podcast a little while ago, but Molly looks at things from the standpoint of all the different things you can do to optimize your sleep environment. A lot of the sleep hygiene things that often go overlooked, like she's talking about getting enough sunlight during the day and keeping things really dim and dark at, you know, right before bed to help with your circadian rhythm. So I really love Molly, and she's had some really interesting guests on her podcast. So if you haven't checked that out before, that Sleep is a Skill. Another one that I've also been on is Sleep Tech Talk. So that's three of my friends, Jerry, Robert, and Emerson, do a podcast which is primarily aimed at sleep techs. So I know that we have a lot of sleep techs who listen. So if you haven't checked out that podcast, it would be a really good one. But they've also had a lot of really interesting guests anyway, like not specifically about, you know, being a sleep tech and doing sleep studies. So definitely check that one out. The other thing is, if you go and listen to the one I did, you might remember from my 100th episode, I was on the Sleep Tech Talk podcast, and so I put it out to my listeners and they put it out to theirs. But I believe they're doing some sort of competition for their most listened to episodes. So if you haven't listened to that, go ahead and go on over to Sleep Tech Talk's podcast and listen there so that it counts. You never know, I love to win things. Another one that's brand new is a podcast with Dr. Shelby Harris. You might remember Dr. Shelby was on my podcast talking about insomnia and sleep apnea when they co-occur and how you can treat them at the same time. And And so I'm actually going to be a guest on Shelby's podcast, but into the new year sometime. It's only just started and it's every 2 weeks, but if you haven't discovered that yet, it's called Sleep Talking with Dr. Shelby. Another one, which is, I don't think there are new episodes going up of it, but Stephen Park has a really good podcast. You can go back and listen to a bunch of the episodes he did. And his is called Breathe Better, Sleep Better, Live Better. And he just has a lot of really interesting insights. His book, if you haven't read it, is called Sleep Interrupted. And it's one of the best books I've read about sleep apnea. And he's actually going to be a guest on the podcast early in 2024. So there are a lot of ones by different myofunctional therapists. So we've talked about myofunctional therapy on the podcast for kids with airway issues and also for adults. So my friend Brittany has a really good podcast called I Spy with My Myo Eye, like myo as in myofunctional therapy. And she's had a lot of really interesting people. If you're especially looking for some information about kids and their optimal airway development, that's a really good one. I mean, there's so many. I could just list so many. There's, you know, the one from the Airway First Foundation, the Children's Airway First Foundation has another podcast. I've been on that one. And then I've also been on Meghna Dasani's podcast. So then the other thing that I'm planning to do this winter that I hope some of you will do too is read this book called Wintering by Catherine May. So sometimes when I know that I need a rest around this time of year, that's a really good book to revisit. And so it's essentially encouraging people to take breaks, especially if you're doing some sort of creative pursuit, just to have the break in order to come back refreshed after a little hibernation. So that's kind of what I'm up to. I'm going to be doing that a bunch. So I don't want to go off the air without leaving you guys with a bunch of resources. So I think it goes without saying I have 123 episodes now. So if you haven't listened to all the episodes, now would be a great time to go back and catch up on the ones that you haven't listened to. There's also a free video download, which I know I don't mention enough, but on my website, if you go to sleepapneastories.com, I did record a video where you sign up for the email and you get a free video, which is basically three tips that I think are often overlooked for people that are new to sleep apnea. So that's there for you. So again, sleepapneastories.com. There, you can also find a link just to get on the email list. So it's all the way at the bottom of the page on sleepapneastories.com. And my email list is really where to go for information about, you know, new episodes. And also, we're going to be doing a giveaway in January. So the first people to know about that will probably be the email list. So that's always a good thing to do. The other thing is my book. So if you are a new or struggling CPAP user looking for help, I wrote a workbook called the 6-Week CPAP Solutions Workbook. And it's pretty short, it's easy to read, and I've just included every possible solution to all the things that I struggled with when I was new to CPAP. So that would also make a really great gift for anybody in your life who is a new or struggling CPAP user. So you can find that at the link in the show notes, or you can go to sleepapneastories.com and find the link there, or go to Amazon in whatever country you're listening from and type in my name, Emma Cooksey, or type in the 6-Week CPAP Solutions Workbook and it should pop up. So that just leaves me with my usual plea that if you are living with sleep apnea and you have a story to tell about your own journey to diagnosis, perhaps you're using an interesting treatment option that you haven't heard a lot about yet on the show. Like, there's a bunch that I'm still looking to cover. Also, people with particular conditions that mean that they've developed sleep apnea. So Chiari malformation is one that I'm really eager to have somebody on the podcast to talk about that. So if you're interested in being a guest, you can email me at sleepapneastories@gmail.com. And I'm always pleased to hear from you guys. So I will be checking in on email. So if you have a question while I'm off the air until January, you can always email me at sleepapneastories@gmail.com. And I'm still going to be a little bit on Instagram. So my handle there is sleepapneastories. And it just maybe will take me a little bit longer than usual to get back to you, but I'll still be replying to DMs. So without further ado, I'm going to sign off, but I just want to say a massive thank you to all of you who have listened this year to the Sleep Apnea Stories podcast. It's an absolute joy for me to make it, and it's just my favorite thing. Also to all the guests who took part, like, this show wouldn't be anything without all the people that say yes to being interviewed. So thank you to everybody, and I really hope you guys get to rest, and I will see you in January. Thanks so much for listening. I love hearing from you. If you'd like to be featured in an upcoming episode, please email me at sleepapneastories@gmail.com. That's also the place to get in touch if you just want to say hi or ask a question. Alternatively, you can always reach me on Instagram. My handle there is @sleepapneastories. If you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen. This really helps a wider audience to find the episodes, and I really appreciate it.